This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Pardon my allergies. Ragweed, elm, or something called chenopods are medium to high range right now. I looked up a chenopod, and the clearest explanation would be that it's a type of weed like amaranth, lamb's quarters, and pigweed. Pollen counts are a bit higher in Minnesota and Wisconsin right now. We've got some late-blooming perennials peaking at the moment, and the bees and butterflies are all over them. I'll take the sniffles if I can have some painted lady butterflies. They're on my sedums and chives I let go to flower. They're also flitting about my native butterfly garden. The monarch butterflies my neighbor has been raising have been visiting as they muscle up for their trip to Mexico, where they'll spend the winter. Oh, that sounds quite lovely right now. Although I'm pretty sure the monarch aren't thinking about sinking their toes in a nice sandy beach and sipping a margarita. Monarchs migrate from Mexico to Canada in spring, then head south in the fall. Just 5 years ago, I was lamenting the demise of the monarch as their habitat dwindles and possible problems with humans having nearly eradicated milkweed in farms and ditches. However, with so many gardeners, farmers, and more folks working to raise butterflies and increase their habitat, we're seeing lots more. Monarchs migrate alone, but they roost together at night. Depending on when they're born, monarchs' longevity varies. They live just 2 to 6 weeks during the summer months, but during migration, they can live from August to April unless something untoward happens as they traverse the countries. Monarchs go through 4 or 5 generations each year, and only one of these migrates. The migratory generation is the last one of the year, so it's probably the largest generation. I have lots more on monarchs on GardenBite.com, and I'll share the video I made with my friend Connie. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.